Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with On the Job. In this program, that means a recording, which is not in the recording studio. That means a concert or a dance or a live club. And this is Eddie Condon's club, 1952 in New York, recorded by the Savoy Record Company. Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Cutty Cutshell on trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey, one of the great traditional bassists, is here, and Buzzy Druten on the drums. On the Job, Eddie Condon.
Thank you.
That'll do it. Live at Eddie Condon's in New York, 1952, what I call on the job, someplace other than the recording studio. Eddie Condon's means Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Cuddy Cutshall, trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Buzzy Druten playing the drums. We heard Beale Street Blues, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, and Blues, My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And let's go from Eddie Condon's in New York to Hollywood, California, 1962 for Verve Long Playing Records. And listen to a couple by Anita O'Day and Cal Jader.
Thank you for the mail, Marie. A candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thank you for the memory of rainy afternoons, swinging Holland tunes, motor trips, burning lips, burning toast and prunes. How lovely it all was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thank you for the memory. The sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. By the case, and how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace. How lovely it was. We said goodbye with a highball. I got as high as a steeple, but we were intelligent people. No tears, no fuss, hooray for us. So thank you for the memory. Strictly Entrenew, darling, how are you? How are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo, and thank you. Living right in your eyes, so much at stake. And then I wake up, it shouldn't happen to a dream. Light finger clouds tuck the moon into bed. I feel your lips and my heart on its head. Then comes the ache again. Shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get heavy, dance in the lane. The darkness is no longer deep. We're meant for each other, it's perfectly plain. Each time you walk in my sleep, here comes the night, cutting capers again. just for a while, you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break again. I'll wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream.
Jader in Hollywood, 1962 for Verve Records. Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger, lyric by Leo Robin. It Shouldn't Happen in a Dream, co-written Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. In that band, Jader on vibes, Bob Corwin on piano, Freddie Shriver on string bass, John Ray on the drums, and Anita O'Day singing for you. Up next in Los Angeles, 1955, is Lyle Murphy. He was known early on as Spud, and when he did some experimental things, he thought, well, maybe I ought to have my real first name. Lyle Spud Murphy, we'll call him then. Contemporary Records in Los Angeles, 1955, a composition by him called Dizzy Dialogue, which features on piano Andre Previn, on flute Buddy Collette, on contrabass clarinet Chuck Gentry, and then Rodgers and Hart Blue Moon with Previn and Collette and Abe Most on clarinet. Here are two by Spud Murphy. Thank you. Lyle Murphy. Lyle Murphy's composition, Dizzy Dialogue, and Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, arranged by Murphy. In Los Angeles, 1955, for Contemporary Long Playing Records, the musicians you heard, Andre Previn, Buddy Collette, Chuck Gentry, Abe Most, and of course a lot of people I didn't mention. It must have been something for composers and arrangers in this art when the LP first came out in the late 40s, because it extended the amount of time. 10-inch 78 record was about 3 minutes, and a 12-inch 78 record about four. And most cases, a 12-inch long-playing record is about 20 minutes or more. And enlarging and all of that sort of thing, and blending, as he did there, the beautiful voicings and the colors that he got from the different reed instruments particularly. It's quite something. And also in this art early on was none of that. It was simply the dynamics of the human soul involved through musical theater and reviews and vaudeville and the whole thing. And the 78 record companies were busy collecting all this stuff because it was selling. It was part of us. It wasn't somebody someplace else that didn't have anything to do with our lives. And Ford and Ford, we don't know about it. Of course, it's a vocal duet in Chicago, 1924. They're going to do Skeegly Blues and I'm 3x7. Behind them, Tommy Ladnier on cornet, Johnny Dodds clarinet, and Jimmy Blythe on the piano, done in Chicago for Paramount, 1924. Here's what it sounded like then, Ford and Ford.
Down. Now I'll be swimming in puddles, crying, Daddy, you die. I'm going away, cause your hair's too short. Your hair just as close to your head as a brick is to the sidewalk.
Now, Daddy dear, we just can't get along. Everything I do, you say it's wrong.
Even now, when I go out into the street, you say I play with every girl I meet.
I'm not asking for you for me.
But this is the case with me. I'm 3 times 7, know just what I want.
Hundreds of acts like that in Chicago 1924 as part of this art. Ford and Ford, we don't know anything more about them than that's their name on the record. Behind them we know Tommy Ladney on cornet, Johnny Dodds clarinet, and Jimmy Blythe on the piano. Two compositions, Skeegalee Blues and I'm 3 Times 7 in Chicago 1924 for Paramount Records. Ford and Ford, as I said, part of the musical theater, the reviews that were going on, vaudeville, all of that progressing to where we are today, good or bad. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
Paris, Paris blues called agité. How can I be blue in Paris? It's easy 'cause you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Sidewalk tables filled with people, always happy, always gay. Still I'm all alone in Paris, praying you return someday. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Springtime, Eiffel Tower, funny taxis, the kids at play. Paris without you is lonesome, yearning more and more each day. Can't lose this blues, this azure day. If you knew how much I need you, you'd come back to me to stay. Having you with me in Paris really is the only way to lose this blues, this agité. These Paris blues, this agité.
Thank you.
set of four for you. Started with Billy May and his orchestra in Hollywood 1952. May, a composer, arranger, and trumpet player. For Capitol Records, his composition Mayhem, featuring the saxophone of Ted Nash, and Alan Jones' Easy Street, featuring the saxophone of Willie Smith. Then, chasing a composition by Don Wolfe and Bill Davis called Azure Te, A-Z-U-R-E-T-E accent. First Frank Sinatra, 1952, an arrangement by Axel Stordahl for Columbia Records. And then the wonderful Eddie Sauter, Bill Finnegan Orchestra, 1952, their arrangement of Azure Te, and some beautiful trombone work in there by Vern Friley and Bill Harris. Billy May, followed by Frank Sinatra, followed by Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan and their orchestra. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Duke Ellington wrote many masterpieces, and I suppose the basic definition of that is you can't take anything away or add anything. And he'd be the first one to argue that it's okay to do that. But nevertheless, Lost in Meditation, composed by Ellington in 1938, and played solo piano by Jimmy Rolls in 1981. Jimmy Rolls, solo piano, 1981 for Columbia, Lost in Meditation, written by Duke Ellington in 1938. And of course, that's a way to honor a master like Ellington, is to play his material. Another way of honoring someone is to write something that brings up memories of what they did. Pete Rugolo, great composer and arranger for Emercy Long Playing Records in 1956, did exactly that. Here's his composition called Early Duke. Duke Ellington, Pete Rugolo and his orchestra, 1956 for Emercy Records. a composition and arrangement by Rugolo called Early Duke. Pete Rugolo. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Now, if you go in this art from a bunch of artists reading the music and playing the arrangement of somebody, to Errol Garner sitting down at the piano with Eddie Calhoun bass and Kelly Martin on drums, you have a kind of a different way of approaching the art. It's not better, it's not worse, it just is. Errol Garner would start and Eddie Calhoun would follow, and so would Kelly Martin. We will hear Garner on two, You Do Something to Me, written by Cole Porter in 1929 for a musical then called 50 Million Frenchmen, and W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. Thank you. an Errol Garner Trio, 1961, recorded by ABC Paramount Records. Errol Garner piano, Eddie Calhoun bass, and Kelly Martin on the drums. You Do Something to Me and St. Louis Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Hi, this is Bob Garrity of the Birdland Show. Very proud to welcome you to an album of songs by a girl we first heard in Birdland with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Since that time, she made her solo debut in the club, and, well, we feel this young gal is headed right for the top. She's picked 8 wonderful compositions and 3 great musicians to accompany her: Ellis Larkin at the piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, and Beverly Peer on bass. It's our pleasure to present The Lullabies of Birdland with Chris Connor.
Well, sadness goes when you return. Come back to Sorrento and bring me cheer. Love is waiting here. Sadness goes when you return. Come back to Sorrento and bring me cheer.
Chris Conner, right there for you, singing I Hear Music and Back to Sorrento for Bethlehem Long Playing Records, 1954. And accompanying her, Ellis Larkins on piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, and Beverly Peer on string bass, Chris Conner. All right. Horace Silver up now. Horace Silver Trio to compare with Errol Garner Trio we heard just a few moments ago. Horace Silver in 1952 for Blue Note. We're going to hear Yeah, written by him, Knowledge Box, written by him, and Thou Swell, written by Richard Rodgers. The trio for the first two will be Curly Russell on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. And replacing Russell for Thou Swell will be Gene Ramey to play bass for you. Here's the Horace Silver Trio, 1952, on 88.5 KPLU. I always love Blakey just clicking off there at the end. Horace Silver Trio. Horace Silver, Curly Russell, and Art Blakey did Yeah, written by Silver. And Knowledge Box, written by him. And then Horace Silver, Gene Ramey, and Art Blakey did Richard Rodgers, Thou Swell. All of it for Blue Note, long playing record, 1952. Where were you in 52? This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, away we go. Let me check here. This is Woody Herman's band before it was as popular as it was going to get, probably in the 40s. Although a great number of people enjoyed it for a long time thereafter. But the Herds, after World War II... for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. That was something. High point. This is 1939, Woody Herman, and the band was called The Band That Plays the Blues. It wasn't totally that, but they did it. Woody Herman had been playing lead alto in Isom Jones Orchestra, and in 1936 he formed his own band out of that band. So here's Woody, 1939. Two compositions, or two of the same one, called Blues Upstairs, Blues Downstairs. They're put together by a flugelhorn player in the band named Joe Bishop and Woody Herman. The piano work is by Tommy Lanahan. The guitar work is Hi White. Drumming is by Frank Carlson. The string bass is by Walt Yoder. Woody's wonderful clarinet throughout. On trombone, Neil Reed. And the tenor saxophone you hear is Saxy Mansfield. Here are two of Woody Herman's band for Decca Records, 1939.
Left me a mule to ride. When my baby left me, she left me a mule to ride.
You mean she left your saddle horse?
When the train pulled out, that mule laid down and died.
Hold on.
I sent my baby a brand new $20 bill.
That's sure lots of money.
I sent my baby a brand new $20 bill.
Man, you sure is in a chip, ain't you?
If that don't bring her back, I know my shotgun will.
You mean you gonna use ballin'?
Woody Herman, 1939, the band was 3 years old, and was known as the band that plays the blues. Blues upstairs, blues downstairs, two sides of a 10-inch Decca, 78. Woody Herman. Woody Herman, one of the greats. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to a couple of pianists for the Solo Art 78 company, a company that only lasted about a year, if that. Most of the recordings were done in 1939. We will hear one of the records, both sides. On side one, Meat Lux Lewis, doing one he called Messin' Around. And on the flip side, Albert Ammons, doing Handy's St. Louis Blues. Thank you. two piano players for you. First up, meet Lux Lewis, doing his composition, Messing Around. And on the flip side of the record, Albert Ammons, doing W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. The record, a solo art, 78. Solo art was, like I said, it lasted about a year, I think, sometime in 1939 till sometime in 1940. And it was started by Dan Quayle. Quayle was not alone in having his own record company and wanting to put on record what he wanted. They said, well, what do you want? He said, I'm going to have piano players. I like piano players. Forget you other guys. And he did. And there are a couple of dozen of them out there. Tough to find, but there. Solo Art 78 Records, the Dan Quayle Company. Well, Blue Note started that way. I mean, two guys that wanted to put on record what they liked. And fortunately, they liked Meat Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons, and they also liked Thelonious Monk. So we have so much from those record companies. Dial. You know, all those little companies were wonderful. Meat Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons. Here's Ruth Etting, 1930, a little orchestra behind her, a Columbia 78, and a Rodgers and Hart composition. Thank you. Ruth Etting started that set for you, singing 10 Cents a Dance from 1930, and Chico Hamilton Quintet from 1956 doing Topsy, written by Eddie Durham and Edgar Battle. Chico Hamilton on drums, Buddy Collette tenor saxophone, Jim Hall guitar, Fred Katz cello, and Carson Smith on bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for supporting the program. Made a lot of money. Appreciate that. All you folks out there that listen and pay. It's quite refreshing. Here's Sonny Stitt, his alto saxophone, with Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Wendell Marshall bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums, and a composition by Hoagy Carmichael. Sonny Stitt is alto saxophone, and A Beauty by Hoagy Carmichael, written in 1940. The Nearness of You, Stitt and his band for Roost Records, 1957. Hank Jones piano, Freddie Green guitar, Wendell Marshall bass, and Shadow Wilson playing the drums. Let's compare two pianists. Freddie Redd, 1955, for Prestige, a couple of them. And Wally Rose for Columbia Records, 1953. Thank you. pianists for you. The first one, Freddie Redd, 1955 for Prestige Records. Two compositions by him, Ready Freddie and Lady J Blues. With him, John Orr bass and Ron Jefferson on the drums. Then Wally Rose, solo piano for Columbia Records, 1953. Paul Pratt's Hothouse Rag and one called Rooster Rag, which was really lifted from a composition by Artie Matthews, one of his pastime rags. Lifted is a polite term for stolen. They didn't lie, cheat, and steal in those days, did they? I thought it only happened now. Oh, well. Let's continue with Heliotrope Bouquet, written by Scott Joplin, and Ragtime Dance, written by Scott Joplin. What I want to do is to compare the performance of those two compositions on the guitar by Paul Lolax in 1976 and on the piano by Butch Thompson in 1997. Before I get to Ragtime Dance by Scott Joplin, played by those two wonderful musicians, we heard Paul Olax on guitar playing Heliotrope Bouquet by Scott Joplin, and Butch Thompson on solo piano doing the same. And we'll continue with that in just a moment, but I want to say this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Two compositions by Scott Joplin, Heliotrope Bouquet and Ragtime Dance, as performed on guitar by Paul Lolax in 1976 for Titanic Records, and by Butch Thompson on piano, 1997 for Daring CD. Paul Lolax and Butch Thompson, and two compositions by Scott Joplin. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
To bring out my attributes and my good looks, my daily everything. Just take a night like this, or any night at all, is a good night for me to call a lovely night of bliss on any cloud up high. Just sitting and watching the blues go by. Hey, baby, what can the number be that will make your telephone ring, ring? I've got some talk for you.
Romance came
And in this heart of yours burned a flame, a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you to get together, baby, me and you, got to have love. I've planned a lot, you hit the spot. Oh, can't you see, it's got to be you and me. Got to have a lot of money, if there's three, heavens above. Me and you fit like a glove, babe. Me and you in love. Me and you. You and me've got to consolidate. You're just the type. The time is ripe. This is the day. I know the way. Me and you got to have a lot of money, and it's three I'm thinking of. Me and you fit like a glove, babe. Me and you in love.
Well, that's what you get when you combine Duke Ellington and Rosemary Clooney. Right there, 1956 for Columbia. The record is called Blue Rose, a lovely title. We heard Hey Baby, written by Ellington. Nice baritone sax by Harry Carney. Sophisticated Lady, written by Ellington. Mitchell Parrish did the lyric, arrangement by Strayhorn. Me and You by Ellington, and wonderful work on the trumpet by Ray Nance. And throughout on the piano, Duke Ellington. And Rosemary Clooney's beautiful singing. Duke Ellington, Rosemary Clooney, 1956, for Columbia Records, Blue Rose. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to Charles Mingus. I said earlier that one of the things you do in this art that is an honor to somebody is to play their work or create something that is of them, but of you as well. And Mingus, who played bass for a short time with Ellington, did such. He actually was one of the few people fired by Ellington, and he considered it, Mingus did, a high point in his career. It seems that he got in an argument with Juan Tizol on stage, and Tizol was chasing Mingus around the stage with a bolo knife. What happened after that, I don't know. But Mingus thought it was a high point. Ellington said to him, Charles, you're a new problem, and Tizol is an old problem. Nevertheless, Charles Mingus, 1974 for Atlantic Records, does what he calls Duke Ellington's Sound of Love. The vocal you will hear is Jackie Paris, Mingus bass, the great George Adams on tenor saxophone, the equally great trumpet players Jack Walrath and Marcus Belgrave, and Don Pullen piano and Danny Richman on drums. Here's Charlie Mingus, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love.
Carefree, not a song had found my soul. Lost in blues, jazz and ragtime, no sound had got to my mind. I was searching for my melody. Love blues that gets me. Ooh. All alone, sad clown with a circus closed down. Lost on my merry-go-round came a melody in my. So you taught me to hear music out of love from the sun. For this life we all live in infinite with a lover and beloved as one. Sound of love. is closed down. Lost on my merry-go-round came a melody in my heart, so yearning, taught me to hear music out of love from the sun. For this life we all live in infinite with a lover and beloved as one Arlington sound of God. Sound of love.
Charles Mingus, in honoring Duke Ellington, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love. Jackie Paris, vocal. Mingus, bass. George Adams, tenor. Jack Walrath and Margus Belgrave on trumpets. Don Pullen on piano. Danny Richmond, drums. For Atlantic Records, 1974. I'd like to go out today with Miles Davis, 1954, for Prestige. One he wrote called Blue Haze, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Miles Davis, his trumpet, for Prestige Records, 1954, March of that year, his composition Blue Haze. On piano, Horace Silver, bass, Percy Heath, and on drums, Art Blakey. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University, this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.